Hi, this is John Stein of Cisco's Internet Business Solutions Group to share with you a retail cup of coffee. I was working on a customer presentation a few weeks ago when two data points really stood out. The first was the incredible growth of Amazon last year, up some 40% to $34 billion. And the second was the retail real estate vacancy rate in the States, which was just under 11%, 10.9 to be exact, this spring. Now you put those two numbers together and obviously you can say or conclude that, well, online business is taking business away from the stores, and indeed you take a look around at the brands that are giving up real estate, brands like Borders, for instance, or Blockbuster, and they have digital tire tracks right up their chest. But there is a larger issue. There's really an important question for the stores that arises from those numbers. And indeed, the question is, what can the store learn from e-commerce? I mean, e-commerce has a number of benefits. It's not just the fact it's on a computer, for God's sakes. E-commerce, think of Amazon, brings speed. It brings expertise easily available. It brings transparency in price and inventory. It brings transparency in what others will say, peer reviews and ratings. It gives the shopper so many more tools to make an informed decision. What can the store learn from e-commerce? We would suggest, as we look forward in this age of personal technology, in this age of Facebook, in this age of e-commerce, the future of the store is all about becoming a living, breathing website, taking the best of the net and bringing it to the physical environment. That's a cup of coffee of retail from John Stein, Cisco IBSG. Thanks.